Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen, and I'm with Marius.
Hi.
And I'm with Abby.
Hi.
This is a podcast about life in Denmark. It's about life in Copenhagen. It's about life in Scandinavia. It's about life.
It's about life.
It's about life. And the way we do that is we talk about the news. We talk about the news. We talk about events that have happened in our lives, because we all happen to live here in Copenhagen, in Denmark.
But we didn't all live here.
We didn't begin here. Our beginnings were different.
Yes.
If you went into my bedroom and went into my drawer and got my passport, it would say Irish.
You keep your passport in the bedroom?
I keep it
next
in my
to your bed.
You never know when you got to run.
Yeah.
You never know when you got to run. Abby's passport, where do you hide yours?
What's your address?
Where's your address? Just say it, Abby. Just tell the people where you live.
They need to know.
I keep my passport in a closet, the same closet as my microwave.
And what does it say on top of that passport? Microwave. But underneath.
Abigail Virginia Wamba.
From?
America.
America. It's American.
I'm a United States citizen.
Citizen. But living here. And Marius, yours is Danish.
You don't want to know where I keep my passport? Okay.
Well, go on. Where's
no,
yours?
No.
Good.
They just don't need passports. They just like walk through borders.
Yeah. Thanks. Wherever your passport says you're from, whatever words are on top of your passport, thanks for joining us.
Because
I know we have people from Australia, we have people from America, we have people from the United Kingdom, we have people from France, we have people from all over listening.
Yep.
And it's wonderful the way you listen, because it's either through maybe Spotify, where you could be one of the wonderful people who gave us a 5-star review on
102 5-star ratings, or star ratings, almost all 5-star ratings.
Yeah.
And that means that there should be a face cake.
It's coming.
Around here for me. I'm just saying, I gave you last week to collude. I took last week off so that you guys could figure out your face cake nonsense. I walk in here today. I looked under the desk.
Yeah,
you
did have a little snoop around.
Is there a face cake? There's no face cake.
It's coming.
This would be a great time to present me with a face cake if it's here.
I would have thought maybe the last episode of the year would have been a great time for face cake. And personally, that's what I thought.
Oh.
I thought that was what you're understanding.
That's a good excuse.
That's a great excuse for an extra couple of weeks, right?
I also want to say, if you haven't given us a Spotify rating, please go ahead. Because I still like them, even though we've already got my face cake number. I still haven't gotten my face cake, so... The more, the better. Also, people are tagging us in their Spotify Wrapped. That feels really...
I never
cared about Spotify Wrapped before now. And now I'm like, wait.
Now I really care.
Really important to me.
I really, really care. So that's really nice. If we are in your Spotify Wrapped, please tell us, because it makes us feel really good. If we're not in your Spotify Wrapped, then you're not doing a good job.
But no, we might be in their iTunes Wrapped. Because they could be listening through iTunes.
Yeah.
And if you're doing that, thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah.
And maybe while you're there, give us a quick 5-star review. Mm-hmm. And a written review, because there's more fakes cake to be had in the new year.
Fakes cake.
and of course, you could have been clicking, clacking on the old computer and looking at the news on Copenhagen Post and found us in the corner. And that's a cool place to meet us, find us as well. And meet us for the first time. Hi,
wow.
How are you doing?
Cool.
I think that's everything, right?
I think so.
I think that's good. Yeah.
Whirlwind of an introduction there.
Was it?
I don't know.
It felt clickety clackety. It felt like a tornado, a house being caught in a tornado. That's what that intro sounded like to me.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thanks.
A bit of a snowstorm.
Beautiful. Right now it's snowing, or maybe it's just stopped. It's snowy. It's beautiful. It's a winter wonderland. I watched my dog run through the snow as we played ball, and I teared up.
Oh,
and I was literally like, oh my gosh,
Why?
Because in this moment, I could just like, he was like galloping and his ears flop and he had the ball and it was so...
Were you like, this is the last time he'll see snow?
No, it was just like, I could see in that moment how fucking don't make dog shooting jokes while I'm telling you how I was moved by beauty. This is why you don't do a podcast with a bunch of dudes. You're talking, I'm like, I was moved to tears. But I was moved by the fact that, like, you know, like when you can see how beautiful things are. Mm. And then I was like sad because I can't usually. And then like moments later, I fell. And then today I have Googled multiple times, can you get a concussion from falling on your ass?
Oh, like a bump concussion.
Yeah, like a bump concussion. Yeah, a bump concussion. Is that really?
No.
Bump concussion.
I really feel like you could market that. Like, you could really. That's going on the shirt.
That's going
on the shirt basket.
I fell in front of people.
I fell in front of people.
That's the best place to fall.
Two Danes watched me for so long.
Trying to get up?
I didn't try to get up. I just kind of rolled on my side.
How bad was this fall?
It was bad. I walked in a tire tread. One of them made the gracious. They pointed it out to me. Like, oh, did you step in that tire tread? I was like, fuck you. Yeah, I did. And then they waited for so long. And then they did come over. And they were like, do you want help? I'm like, I just need a minute. And my dog was so excited that people came over. Anyway, I'm in pain. But
so you're crying with happiness
outside.
And you're crying with pain afterwards.
Yeah, I didn't actually cry about the pain, which maybe I should have. Probably would have helped. Mm. But I'm just like, I'm just walking like a real fucking creep out there right now. Just on the way into the studio, I was like, this old lady smiled at me like, you got it worse than me.
Like,
yeah, anyway, how are you guys enjoying the snow?
It was beautiful waking up to this. Yeah, I'm a little, I haven't bought winter shoes.
Oh.
So there's some
sandals are not a good idea. Sandals
are not a good idea. No. Sneakers aren't that much better either with a hole in them.
When it regards to like winter clothing, I've given up trying to look in any way fashionable in wintertime. It's just layer up and stay warm.
But that's what looks
really
cool.
Yeah,
that's what looks
I think
cool.
There, yeah, I think there's a little bit of that that's like, oh, okay, they don't give a shit. That's kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, but I've got two pairs of pants on and four tops. I've got two pants on, two tops on, but I have two more tops outside.
Right into his nipples when he did that. Like, he just took one index finger each and just plugged
it's
his
It's natural.
Nipples.
It's just where it goes. It's just natural.
I've never seen anyone do that. Point to his tops and then just basically give himself a ditty twister. What was that,
twist.
Owen?
I didn't twist.
Okay, we have posted a video about how Owen gesticulates. Somebody commented with that word that I was searching for last time.
Yes.
But now he's like just titulating.
Titulating. Yeah. But yeah, layer up, people.
Layer up, people.
Yes, I'm all about the layers.
Marius.
Only way to go.
Give me the news.
So, I think it's become my job to bring the bad news.
It seems to be.
So,
right.
Here's some bad news.
Yeah.
I think we can do it with just one. There's been a study, and this study says that 84% of ethnic minorities in Denmark experience discrimination. So that's not great reading. That's 8 out of 10 ethnic minority people in Denmark have experienced discrimination in the past year. 38% say that they are considering leaving Denmark as a result, according to an extensive study from the Institute of Human Rights. So all the respondents were either born in Denmark or moved here before they turned 13. Discrimination is illegal in Denmark, nevertheless. Tens of thousands experience being subjected to discrimination solely on the basis of their ethnicity. So, yeah, this is everything from job interviews to just in general sort of some kind of not feeling included. And yeah, calls for an ambitious plan against racism in Denmark that is yet to come.
Always yet to come. That is so interesting that it's the respondents that they picked to do that study so that the respondents were all either born in Denmark or moved before they were 13. Because I do think there is sort of an air of like, when racism or discrimination gets talked about in Denmark, that it's like new people whining. like you don't understand that we really don't have that here or something. So that's, I think that's a cool specific way to do that study, to do it with Danes. Mm. Yeah. Mm. That's cool.
My fear is that when some people read this, they're like, oh, it's working. Great. Let's get them out, because 38% say that they are a high or a very high degree considering leaving Denmark as a result of their experience with discrimination and prejudice.
Right. So, like, right. So people who know that they're racist might think that, but there's so much, a huge percentage of Denmark.
But I think you don't have to think you're racist. I think there's a lot of people who are just like, no, I just have some strong stance on immigration policies.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just...
But they're not... They're specifically...
They don't put themselves in this box. And I think that's one of the issues is in Denmark, we had this racism, this sort of... I think there's a lot of people that don't consider themselves racist that throw out some things here and there or are just a little bit... not including certain...
No, absolutely. I absolutely believe that that's true. And I think that a lot of those people are going to read this study and be surprised and not happy. Like, they're going to be like, wait, really? Mm-hmm. And also, I think that's really interesting because, some of those people, if they moved there before they were 13, are immigrants. But, like, a lot of them then were also born in Denmark. So it's not, Anyway, I think that Danes go a far bend over. They do like incredible
mental gymnastics.
Gymnastics feats, to feel like there isn't racism here. And I think it's really good when there are studies that are just like.
I don't think like an older generation will pick that up and be like, fuck me, I need to change
my life. I don't know. 85% is like a grade your parents would be proud of. You know what I mean? Like that's like you take this home to your like to your racism parents and you're like, 85%, what do you guys think? And they'll like
this is going on the wall.
Take you out for ice cream. I feel like it is pretty hard to ignore.
It would be
85%.
Sure, and it would be clearly I'm just talking about like will it have an effect on a certain generation? I don't know. But it'd be interesting to see what steps are taken.
Yeah.
I'm curious to be like, because that sticking that up on the fridge in the government's canteen will be like, all right, we've got to get that number down, you know? So I'd be very curious to see how they approach that.
I saw that it was because someone I met was on the news talking about this.
Oh, my God.
I know. I was excited to see that it was on the news. It was like on the nightly news. I think it is getting talked. I mean, that is my entire research into that. Yeah. I saw that somewhere on it.
Somebody who was on the news told me it was on the news.
But anyway, hope it gets no more news. I hope it does get hung in the canteen. Let's bring this number down.
Yeah.
Let's get it to be a failing grade.
Yeah, that's what we want.
We want a fail racism. Another concern I have with this is that the number might be higher, at least in terms of some of the, because a lot of these are like situations where it's like nightclubs you're not being let into and stuff like that. And so we previously mentioned this about complaining about police and sort of injustice with the police, whether it's violence or sort of just discrimination, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's very, you can complain about the police, but the cases are almost sort of never put to the police and there's never any consequences or people are fired. So, which I would assume also sort of deters people from reporting a lot of discrimination cases, for example, in the nightlife.
Yeah.
So that we don't get. So, but yeah. Mm.
Cool, Marius.
So that was the bad news.
Awesome. Cool, buddy. Yeah.
I also have good news. You want some good news?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marius.
Okay. I think this is good news for some people. Might not be good news. There was a proposal around summertime that banning outdoor dining after 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
City center. Yeah. This has now been scrapped. Yes, Socialdemokratiet has withdrawn its support for the divisive proposal. On the contrary, City Hall now wants to expand the outdoor dining framework in Copenhagen. So they've done a 180, which is wonderful.
Yeah. Love it.
The argument is Copenhagen must be a living city, and on long summer evenings, it does not make sense to shut the city down at 10 p.m. It would not limit the noise, but just send it somewhere else. I think that's very true. Mm. And instead, we must look for how we can optimize the rules so that we can limit the few venues where outdoor serving bothers the neighbors.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think this is good news.
Yeah.
I was a bit against this. And I think it can be quite harsh on people with a business. Like, that's a potentially a lot of money you lose, especially in the summer months with sort of, if you can't have outdoor service.
Love me a 180. Love me a 180. Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Love me a 180. Abby, you said there was somebody in drinking wine or something?
Dua Lipa.
Who?
Dua Lipa.
I'm not familiar with that
sensation,
person.
Pop sensation. Albanian English pop sensation.
Uh-huh.
Came to Denmark.
Uh-huh.
Visited Copenhagen.
Yeah.
And in the Copenhagen Post, it says that she really enjoyed herself in a wine bar in Nørrebro. And that's all the news.
That's the story.
That's all the news you need to know.
Thanks, Ab.
There's a picture of it. It must be true. I actually had no idea what Dua Lipa looked like until I saw this picture.
See, I don't feel that bad now.
Owen doesn't know. Owen says he never.
I've never heard that name before.
Dua Lipa, she's really good. She's really.
Do you know,
I've never heard
Taylor Swift. I've never heard a Taylor Swift song.
That's not true.
I've never heard Taylor Swift.
Live on this planet, and you haven't heard.
I have never heard
I'm
Taylor
sure
Swift.
That you believe.
You've heard "Shake It Off."
I haven't.
Yes,
shake
have.
It off. Yeah, that's not how it goes.
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
I don't know this song.
You do know
I
it.
I don't.
Owen.
I swear to you.
You are. Owen.
Why would I lie?
But
why would I lie?
You're not lying. I don't
because you
it.
May have heard it.
You just don't know.
Unconsciously,
you just don't know.
You've heard it.
Owen.
For sure.
Okay, unconsciously. Fair enough. Unconsciously, maybe. But I've never.
Unconsciously.
My own conscious. To my own understanding of myself.
Yeah.
My own experience. I have never heard Taylor Swift. I've never felt God. I've never seen a dog look at snow.
Would
so
this
I mean.
Be a cool turn where, yeah, you've never cried because your beautiful dog ran through the snow? You've never seen beauty.
It's his last days.
That reminds me of that plastic bag in...
Shut up! It's not like the plastic bag.
Yes, in
Beautiful yeah, American Beauty.
American Beauty.
Beautiful. I was going to say Beautiful America.
I do accept if you guys want to start calling me that.
American Beauty.
Yeah, that's right. American Beauty. You can refer to me as American Beauty.
The great American Beauty.
Anyway, Owen, you've heard, I believe it's possible that you haven't heard a Dua Lipa song, although unlikely. You have certainly heard Taylor Swift, absolutely.
Mm.
And I refuse to even
acknowledge,
entertain the idea that you haven't. Okay, so... if you would like to support me in that conviction, you can email us at copinginCopenhagen@gmail.com. Tell Owen he's definitely heard Taylor Swift.
I haven't.
Oh my God. Is this pissing anyone else off? Like, it's pissing me off. He's definitely heard a Taylor Swift song. We're going to have to go into debt, like huge debt, to buy a Taylor Swift song that we can play on this podcast.
We're gonna have to
mortgage our souls in order to open this podcast every week with a
new Taylor Swift song each time. So I get the full back catalog.
Didn't she do something like that herself? Didn't she like she produced an album for a record company and then she released it and then she remastered it. Bought all the master's rights and then she released it again.
So, yeah. Savvy. Oh, so you know that. You know her business history?
I know a lot about her. She's in the news a lot.
But every time her songs come on, I put my fingers in my ear and I go...
Where do you hear your music now?
Okay, for a royalist, like, you really are trying to pop royalty.
No. I pop royalty is different, right? I go on to Prince Harry's Spotify playlist and I listen to that. And it's
your rap is just like spare on repeat. You're just like, your Spotify rap is just like audiobook after audiobook. I will say though, I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan. I'm not like, that's not my thing. I don't mind when she comes on. I'm gonna dance. I'm gonna whatever. But like, I'm not seeking out Taylor Swift. I don't. But and yet, I am aware. I've heard a lot of Taylor Swift. And she's from where I grew up. She's from
New
my
York?
Town. No, well, like Wyomissing, Pennsylvania. Ah. Like where
Home. Okay.
Yeah, home. She moved to Nashville when she was like 8 because they were like, we're going to make a country singer after out of her. And as many times as I begged my parents to take me to Nashville, I have to do a podcast in Denmark now because they didn't.
Make you a country superstar.
I'm just saying, I could have done it. And then you could be here sitting here with Marius and somebody else saying that you had never heard an Abby Wamba song.
Yeah, it could have been Taylor Swift. Have you ever seen a celebrity on the streets of Copenhagen?
I mean, I see Danish celebrities.
Oh, yeah, they count.
Do they?
Which ones? depends on which ones, I suppose.
I think I've seen Mads Mikkelsen's brother, Lars Mikkelsen.
I've had a real interaction with that man.
Oh my God.
He was in a play. The Dumb Waiter.
That's it. Was it good? Anyway,
I don't think it's a good play. I think it's not a good play, and he is really compelling to watch. He's really, really excellent actor. But The Dumbwaiter is like a high school one act play, and I don't think it's interesting. I'm so interested to hear if there are big Harold Pinter fans listening to our podcast. Please let me know. But I am not. I'm not one. Not a big. I don't think it's good. I can't believe they picked it.
Sue's
I can't
story.
Believe he
Isn't
said
that also
yes.
Also Harold Pinter.
No.
There's some I did a play in high school, the female version of The Odd Couple, with my best friend and next door neighbor, and that rocked. That was sick. But like that's as much as
was
we
that
needed.
The theater critics
review? That was sick. The 5-star Reading Eagle review.
The Great American Beauty was sick. Hey Abby.
Yeah.
I kind of noticed about Owen. What makes your...
Is this when you bring out the face cape? I feel like something's happening.
No, it's not.
Da-da! No. What makes you dance, Abby?
Makes me dance?
If it's not Taylor, what makes you...
I do dance. I will dance. I'll dance.
Well, that's anything.
Danciest strikes again. Yeah. Like,
start banging pitted cups and plates.
If I were to make you dance, what would Danciest have to put on? What would be like
literally mostly anything. I'm not blown away by techno or like electronic music, but you know, I went to my friend's wedding in New Zealand and there was a couple there with a baby who loved electronic music and they were so nice and I really liked them, but they had it on all the time. Like woke up in the morning and this like small family was just like all the time driving to the car all the time. They had a speaker they took everywhere. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, maybe by the end of this trip I'll like be a fan. Absolutely not. I have no
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Love in my heart for it.
Why you ask?
Because I don't know, and I'm curious. I like to know this about people.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it says something about people.
Oh.
I really will dance to anything. Really, like when we put on music in my home.
Yeah. Well, what's the song?
The song, like the
or what's
song.
What's the song?
Okay, you all right? Prince, yes. Kiss will make me dance. I really can dance. Like I used to in college, they used to put that on to like get me, you know, because they're like, oh. Here,
you know, you
here
know,
she comes.
You know,
American Beauty. Here she comes.
You know, we're talking about like, what's her name? Taylor Swift, is it?
Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
So it would be expensive. It would be expensive to buy a ticket for her show or copyright, to get the copyright.
But you can win too by writing in to us.
No, you can't. No, you can't. But what I would normally do is I would pay cash for these things, right? I would pay thousands of kroner.
So no one
but
wins.
Come in 2025.
I feel like this is a transition.
Come 2025, I'll no longer be able to pay in thousands.
What?
Because 1,000 kroner notes are not going to be legal tender anymore.
But how will I do my cocaine then?
Exactly. That's the only thing you will find them used for.
1,000 kroner notes
are no longer going to be legal tender.
Sometimes when you like start to make a segue, I'm still not sure what
you gotta
you're
hang
doing.
On tight. You gotta
I'm
hang
not
on
sure
tight.
What you're doing, and still I'm like, oh, I don't need to pay attention anymore. I'm like, oh, Owen's doing something crazy. It was a segue. It was a segue. 2,000 kroner notes are going.
Yeah,
off.
Yeah. They're not gonna be around anymore.
Because is there any justification?
I truly that? Actually did not know they were around. This is the same thing
what,
as
1,000 kroner notes.
Henry Kissinger just died. Oh, thought he was dead.
Same. He's 100. He's 100 years old. Yeah.
Exact same thing with 1,000 kroner notes. Yeah. Already thought those didn't exist.
Shane McGowan died. 65.
Who?
Shane McGowan, singer of the Pogues. Oh. This is the music episode for some reason.
No, Maris and I just exchanged a look that just brought us so
okay.
much closer.
Wow. And you give me shit about Taylor
First
Swift.
First of all, the Pokes. Wow. I don't even know how that word is spelled, and I'm sure that it's not spelled the right way.
You know what? Don't
That's
even.
That's such an American statement.
Don't even.
I don't know, but I know they're wrong.
Don't step up to this one. Just don't even.
American beauty.
So 1,000 kroner is gone. Okay. 1,000 kroner is gone. Another thing that's gone is, well, they're looking to get rid of is, you know, little, what are those little houses in the gardens?
Kulnia
houses? Yeah. They're, the government's getting strict on living in there for year round people. Yeah. They're,
that's the thing I really like about Denmark. I like Kulnihaw. I like those. Yeah. Those are like these little houses that are in the city or like just outside the city.
They can be right in the middle of the city.
They can be right in the middle of the city, and they're just like little plots of garden. Like gardens, and then they have like little sheds on them that people can like sleep in. Live in.
Yeah, they're like proper houses.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to live in there year round.
You can have
a
them
lot
for
of times.
Summertime.
You have to like go into a different building to like use a toilet. Yeah. Most of them don't have toilets in them.
Yeah,
I've been in a couple. I want to be invited to more. Write to us at copingincopenhagen@gmail.com. But they're really. Cool. And actually, this is a really nice thing. This is kind of like a surprise Denmark thing.
Mm.
When you move here, when you're a foreigner living in Denmark, you get like first dibs to a part of land, like a parcel of land.
What?
They save a lot of them for immigrants, Well, they don't have like buildings on them. They're not like whatever,
okay,
but like they save, they like have allotted ones that you can get just like if you are new to Denmark, which is so un-Danish, I feel like. but I think it's really nice. It's a really like nice way to include like people who have just moved here into Danish culture. Although we looked at them then because we were like, oh, cool. And they are just like plots of dirt. They're not like these ones with like, they aren't big enough, I don't think, to like build a house on.
Sure.
But it's very nice. I think it's really nice.
But yeah,
Marius looks really skeptical.
Yeah, but what's nice about it then?
Because they like it's a spot for you to have a garden.
Yeah, that's a big deal in a lot of places to have a little plot of
like
land.
Having a garden. Okay,
yeah.
Like you come, you have no place to stay. Yeah, here's a plot of land.
Yeah,
you figure it out.
But it's like it's like an allotment in the UK. Yeah. I like that. I know this. My friend Jack Pete has an allotment. Uh-huh. I visited it many times. He runs me through his like tomatoes every time. He's like, so
run through my
tomatoes. But it's in the UK, I feel like they have more of those things. Like that, they're like there's maybe a little shed.
Yeah. But this, you don't live for, you don't live there. But yeah, they're like proper little houses. But yeah, the government, a lot of the parties are saying, yeah, we should crack down on that because you're not. I was looking at the article on DR, and it was like the lists were like not paying tax but having a house. The price is going up, and then one was like illegal activities.
Ooh.
And you're like, how did that one fit in there? Normally, it's like quite old people. Hanging out.
I would do illegal activity.
If you had a smaller house.
A lot of fucking.
If I had a smaller house, I'd be a cocaine kingpin. tomorrow is today in podcast land. So today is the 1st of December.
What?
I'm talking about Friday.
Okay.
And it's the 1st of December.
Yes.
And a thing happens in Denmark.
Oh my God. So many things happen.
On the 1st of December.
Because I'm raising Danish children, they have been saying to me all freaking like week, Friday er det 1st of December.
That's your child.
I am outraged. I am just as upset as you are.
What is with Denmark's obsession? I'm saying obsession with... advent calendars.
Oh my God, they
you
love
have
them.
So many different types of advent calendars.
I was writing about this the other day. I think that they are such an, like, if Americans were obsessed with advent calendars, you guys would be like, these are so American. Mm-hmm. But because they're Danish, you guys fucking love them.
Yeah.
But like, excuse me, you are supposed to get like a little present every day, and then an extra big present on Sundays. You know about this advent calendar? Sundays. And then you have TV. You're supposed to watch like three TV shows every day.
I'm gonna give it a list of the advent calendars I can think of. Right,
go ahead.
Generic chocolate. Right.
Specific chocolate.
Specific. Okay. Okay. Generic chocolate. Very specific chocolate. Uh-huh. Crisps.
Yep.
Crisps. Yeah. You can get crisps.
Kim's
does advent calendar. Alcohol. You can get beer advent calendars.
Yeah.
Tea advent calendars. Mm-hmm. They're becoming big.
Yeah. Makeup? Yeah, I'm faster than him. Do you see this? I'm really super
it's not faster. It's stealing. I'm literally doing it.
And Every time he puts up a finger, I'm just like, I can get there first.
But the reason I have a finger up is because I'm about to say it.
Yeah, he's not even... He doesn't even know any. He's just waiting for me.
Then you got the TV. Yeah. And then you got...
The TV one.
Yeah. Like...
you live Nisa... What's that one called?
Bamsa's one. Is it Bamsa? Bamsa's got one.
I don't know. There's those are good, though. I got to say, when I first... That's one of the first real strides I made towards learning Danish.
Watching Bamsa?
Well, no.
Which is like a teddy bear, Danish teddy bear.
I don't watch that one. But like the ones... There are... Like,
what?
Chief Bruno.
Oh, no.
It's pretty scary, Bamsa, when you think about it.
Nah.
Yeah, he sounds like horny constantly.
What?
There he is.
I'm sorry, but he does. Do that voice.
You've heard it here, folks. You've heard it here first. This is an art right.
No.
Takedown of Bamsa.
No cooling. The Modwick girl. Cooling.
No.
I mean, that just sounds like an old man, but if you want to make it like an aroused old man, all means.
Sorry, then you have, didn't mean to.
Then you have. No, that's fine. Then you have.
Do it again.
There's
toys. So lots of toys. Lego ones. Yeah. Lego has like 800 advent calendars. LOL dolls. Every time you bring your kid into a grocery store after October, they are like begging you to buy them.
Scratch cards. Advent calendar scratch cards is a really big one.
Love a bit of gambling.
Offices
for Christmas.
You gotta
do a candle. I bought the candle this year. There's a calendar.
And then there's the TV
show.
You have
to see on the candle. You burn it every day, which actually. I want to remember this, and
it's a candle. Don't forget
a bunch of candles, yeah. 12 candles, and I want to burn one on the first day of my period, and then I will then I'll remember that
you have
I
have a 12 day period.
No, they're 25 day like life. Oh, 24. Right. Oh, okay. And then because I'm always forgetting when I have PMS, and if I burn a calendar,
I mean that's a fucking business idea.
Yeah,
the period candle.
Yeah. Every day at breakfast, you burn a little off.
We're counting down.
What do you guys think?
I think that's the best idea.
I think it's dangerous. I think it's dangerous.
I like, did you hear Marius was like, that we've come up with?
Yeah.
You said it on the pod. That's good.
Straight away. Copyright.
Copyright the pod.
The pod.
And then there's that show that does the 24 beers. Is it in one sitting?
The show that does 24
beers? Like it's a DR show where they drink 24 beers.
Oh my God.
Is it in one sitting or is it one?
That sounds excruciating. All right, okay, still.
But yeah, okay, Marius. So we've said it all. Marius, explain.
I don't know. I've always lived in this country. That's just been how it was.
Do you have an advent calendar?
No. My parents weren't traditional.
We should have brought. Okay. If you bring out an advent calendar for Marius and not a face cake for me, I am walking out of this studio.
Wait,
you said they weren't traditional or they weren't religious?
Yeah, they weren't traditional. So they didn't, I would never get a candy one because they didn't approve of that. And
yeah, it's fucked up. My kids are asking me to eat candy first thing every day. I'm annoyed.
Okay, yeah.
Good job, Mom. Okay.
I once got the pocket calendar where you get packages.
Oh, wow.
But my mom was clever. This was like, I think she'd figured it out. She gave me stuff like a dishwashing brush, like stuff to help around the house, basically. Here's a mop.
That's good.
Wow.
So it was basically just getting me to help around the house.
That is adorable and upsetting.
It was traumatic. Yeah, it was time I got that pocket calendar, and each day it was just like, what's happening to my life?
Oh, my God.
Do I have to work now, Mom?
Wow. How old were you?
I think I was like I don't know, between 9 and 11 or something.
Wow.
So you're old enough to understand what's happening as well.
Yeah.
It's not like you're like 4 and it's like a game. It's like, this is labor.
My mom just telling me, you need to fucking help around the house now. In a slightly passive aggressive Christmassy way.
Let's get her on the pod.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Mom!
So we have period candles. Uh-huh. And we have
calendar,
coming of age calendar, labor calendar,
Cinderella advent calendar.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's
these
good.
Are good stuff.
Yeah. By Marius, yeah. Dancius, and
Marius said it on the pod, so it's ours as well.
Yeah. Right, but I'm just saying you actually have contributed nothing.
But I still get a third of whatever you make, it's on the pod.
But
so.
We're gonna start noticing if you don't come up with.
But don't they have anything like this in Ireland or in the States?
I was thinking we should have a 41 day advent calendar building up to the arrival of the advent calendars.
Yeah.
So it starts on January 1st.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good. That's really good. That's a big candle.
That's a big ass candle.
That's a big candle.
That's a big candle.
That's a big candle. Or just a small burn each day. Short burn.
But yeah, I can't explain why. But why do you think you don't have it in?
Well, we're really working on it. I know at least some people in the UK who are like, yes, get me an advent. They're trying to get different kinds of like their like favorite brands advent calendars. Mm. But we really just don't. And I think people are trying to now, but it feels overtly like. Like it feels like, are you kidding me? Another fucking thing, and you guys are just like into it.
Well, no, but okay. Honestly, it's Denmark is. I find Denmark is loves tradition, loves the idea of tradition, loves routine, loves ritual, and it just plays into that perfectly.
Mm. Yeah.
Why, Marius?
Why?
I'm gonna take a big swing at it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just this is like to ease us into sort of the shitty January, February, March,
that's
April
good. That's
months.
A good answer.
Maybe we need a little bit of cushioning here when the darkness hits us. Yeah. We need extra candles. We need extra fucking sweets and
little
stuff,
things to look forward to.
Gambling, drinking, you know, all that stuff.
That's a very good answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think that is like. When you guys are all like, we're like specifically good at hygge, you're like really counteract. You're like, we will give you a little tiny present every day.
Yeah.
Just so you survive December.
Tomorrow there's something to look forward to.
Always
wake up in the morning. Yeah. Please wake up again in the morning.
One more day. Yeah. Oh.
That's a very good answer.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
That's really good. Okay. So what Owen invented was you put one person from a nationality on the couch and you try to get to the bottom of you therapize them for the country.
Mm.
And that was really good.
Thank you.
It worked. It worked this time. It'll probably work every time.
Put them under pressure.
Yeah.
Give them less than a minute to answer a very, very complex question.
Nationalist therapy.
Nationalist therapy is what I'm going for.
Royalist invented.
You represent this. Tell me the answer now. Why? Yeah.
Okay, great. We've
also
all made
going
fair
on a t-shirt. Nationalist therapy.
Nationalist therapy. I like it. I like it a lot.
Is that the tagline for Copenhagen?
Oh, shit.
I mean,
what do you think we're doing here, Marius?
Is this just therapy for me?
Yeah, they asked.
This
they
is
pay
all
us
just
a
to get
lot
the bottom
of money
you,
to
man.
Do this. They're like, just stick them in a room with Dancius.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some therapy for the people out there.
Oh, here we go. Nice. Here we go.
There's some hot tips for you.
Tips.
This goes out to my my techno lovers in Aarhus. So not Abby.
Yeah, I am not
but
a techno
baby.
Lover in Aarhus.
But that baby is.
Yeah, that baby would be.
Oh,
that
yeah.
baby would be.
So this is actually tomorrow. So this might be something you're hearing on the 1st of December at 9.
It's on the 1st of December.
Yes, it's on the 1st of December at 9. There's something called FEUM. They have an anniversary with DJ Deep, Man-Made DJ, and Modest Back-to-Back Touring, whatever the fuck that is. But this is Gusbane in Aarhus.
Yeah.
And it's a big-ass dance party. So come check that out if you're in Aarhus. Starts at 9. Gusbane Institute for X.
Oh, I've been to Institute for X. That's a cool place. Yeah. It's under the bridge. Well, close to the bridge.
that this is a bit left field.
Oh, here we go.
Is it left field?
It's very left field. That has very little to do with Denmark.
Okay.
But I thought this was funny. Walmart self-checkout employee Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
This is December 9th. This is it has nothing to do with Walmart. Walmart is not in any way sponsoring this.
Right.
But this is for anyone who has shopped at Walmart in 2023 and used a self-checkout. I just thought that was hilarious. So, and seeing as we have listeners from all around.
Yeah,
world,
yeah, yeah.
A bunch of people in the States.
Yeah.
This is for you.
Yeah. Maybe. Have you been to Walmart this year, Abby?
No, I haven't been to Walmart in a great many years. Unfortunately.
You can't go.
I'm not invited. I don't think I've ever done self-checkout at Walmart.
No. So
Target.
Target?
Target, I've done. You know?
You look at me.
Yeah.
Have I done self-checkout at Target?
I don't know why I'm looking at you.
No, I've done Fotex, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do we feel about the self-check-in?
Pretty good if there's a line.
Self-check-in or self-checkout?
Oh, shit.
Well, hold on.
Self-checkout.
Self-checkout.
Oh,
right.
Back to therapy.
Okay, here.
Let's
okay.
Do a little
back on the sofa, Marius.
Because I haven't.
What do you think?
Like
what
this.
Do you think?
So I was a little bit against it. But it does sometimes speed things up. I will agree. But quite often you have to get them to come and like approve something.
Oh my god!
Oh, you were against what? Because it was just like you didn't trust the machines or something like that.
No, it's just the feel.
He's always trying to buy Coke.
He's got a tidy house.
They gotta go. Oh, we have to check your.
He's got a tidy house.
We
have
to check if you have
Coke
$1,000 bill to snort that with, and then they go bloop, and then you can
back to your teeny tiny house of a drug lord.
I don't know. I think I'm just, I'm not good with the new technologies. It takes a bit of time for me to adjust to it.
I noticed that, like, so Fotex is pretty straightforward with it. Like, you just go through.
Yeah.
Netto is a bit more like, we don't trust you fully. Netto's got like, they're not embracing it. They're like, because Fotex is like, we believe that you're not going to steal from us. We believe in our customers, we believe we trust our customers.
Oh, you know, it's a cool move when the person comes over, the person who's like running the whole section, and they like just like pull out their card for it is like on one of those like
zip.
Retractable chains.
Yeah.
And then they don't even like look at you or what you're doing. They just go bloop without like, and they're already walking away while they do it. That feels awesome.
For them or for you?
For me. That feels like
you've had no
the ultimate trust in society. They're getting things done. We're all cool here. The person at Fotex does not need to.
Oh, because they're not checking. Have you stolen something? That's what you're.
Yeah.
Okay, because the only time I've ever experienced that, it was by a person who's absolutely not giving a shit about the job.
You look like somebody who's stealing shit, though.
I do look like somebody who's stealing. I have been that person before. Yeah, so, I mean, I wouldn't trust me.
Anyway, I think it's worth it just for that kind of interaction.
But my point is, I don't.
But I miss a bit of human interaction, I think.
Yeah.
And we're not known for great human interaction and service here in Denmark, so this is just completely removing that.
I mean, the closest.
And maybe that's for the better. It's just like, then it's just, well, there's no person to give any service anyway, so.
The closest to human interaction you get is like, you're asked for a receipt at the end of it.
Yeah.
What's in Danish, what is it again?
QTA.
Yeah, I got really like fucked up when I first moved here.
It's the one thing we always like.
And then they're like, whatever. And then they say, "Will you have bang mil?" Yeah, and I'm like, "What the fuck, you guys?"
I knew what the other one was always. No, what's this one?
And that's the first conversation you memorize.
Yeah.
And you feel like you can go to the store and you can get through this one thing. You know what's going to happen, but you don't have to out yourself. You don't have to be like,
Night-tack.
You can just be like, yeah. And then you can go on with your day and you're a little tense. You feel it before you do it. And then
somebody changed that one word. It up and you're totally thrown.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
I don't know.
And then you're
forget
shaking,
it.
Shaking.
I'm not buying anything. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
You pick up the tomatoes and you throw them at them.
I don't know what's happening. I've been here for 6 years.
Anyway, that's what it's like for us, Marius.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's more therapy
so
for you guys.
We are pretty happy about the self checkout with the English option.
Okay.
Okay. If you're in Aarhus,
but do you
Albert's.
Have the app then?
No. I
see.
What
does
that
thing.
Do? What do people do
now
with that?
People,
I've seen people do that.
That's a
things.
Step too far.
Is it
for
cheaper
me.
If you use an app?
No, I don't think it's cheaper.
Then why do you use the app? What does the app do? Do you pay with your phone?
Now you just
get out of here. You just pay.
It.
Is that what they're doing? They're paying.
Yeah.
I always thought they were checking.
You know what? They're always standing my way while they do it.
I thought they were just
standing
paying.
Right in front.
Sorry, I thought they were checking the price.
No.
That's so you're buying something while you're mid shop. That's very strange.
I remember the like when they were back in the 90s when they were talking about this potential future. Like,
how can you tell
the
who's
name?
Bought what then? Like, there's no, because you're not getting, oh, you show the phone. Is it?
If they you ask, don't show yeah,
then, you just there's some kind of QR code you scan on the way out.
And then meanwhile, those people, those fuckers, just waltz out the door, and yep. our goods are getting weighed in the baggage area, uh-huh. and we're getting beeped on uh-huh. if you accidentally put it in your backpack instead of on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. What kind of world?
What
is
kind
this?
Of world is this?
What kind of world is this?
What kind of world are we
now,
living
you're
in?
Right. This has gone too far.
You're right, Marius. You're right. You're right, Marius.
Good. I'm glad.
And I am not going to that self-checkout party. Absolutely not.
Fuck you, Walmart.
Yeah.
Okay, until next week. Stay.
Happy.
That was awful. One more time. Stay.
Go.
Ping.
That's also sad.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.